Dallas will not be seen tonight.
You're kidding.
I never cared about a thing like that.
But it will return next Friday.
Well, in that case, we better stop wasting time.
Dallas will return tomorrow or next Friday at its regularly scheduled time. But right now...
Oh, nice.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live right here on My Talk, everything entertainment, everything nude skiing. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Oh,
it's Thursday, March 21st. Uh-huh. Very fun.
Sometimes you don't intend to be nude, like water skiing. You wear a one piece.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
From experience.
Oh, unintentional nudity.
Ooh.
Oh.
And you're gliding, and there's just...
Whew. When you're swimming in the ocean and the wave smacks you.
Yeah. Oopsies.
Town Oops. Tide. Okay. Goodbye.
Whoops. And then try to find him sometimes, like, uh-oh.
Mm-mm. We're glad you're here. We're going to begin this hour with a lie.
Yeah. I told one yesterday, and I got away with it, guys. That's the brilliant part about all of this. So, you know, we have a resale company and business, my husband and I, and we're in a couple stores. One of them is Trove. It's right across from the Stillwater High School, and it's open Thursdays through Sundays. But the other days, you know, as vendors, you can go in and, like, redo your space without customers there. So, you know, you can really, like, take things apart and put it back together. And we were doing that yesterday. And at the front, when you can check out, they have, like, treats for sale. They have a whole fridge of pop and stuff. Juice boxes. And then on top of that, they have these candy bracelets, you know, like big old chunks of sugar, the candy beads. They've got, I guess the company, the Smarties company, makes these also, like lollipops that are like dual colored. And of course, it's in a clear glass. Of course, it's right at the 4-year-old's eye level. Yep. And he's like, I want one of those. I was like, no, we can't have one of those because those are for dogs.
Yeah, you did.
Those are dog treats. And he believes me.
Okay. What did he say? What did Zen say when you told him those were dog treats?
He goes, oh, okay. And I go, well, if you would like, we could take, because, you know, we have two dogs. We could bring them home to the puppies. And he was like, oh, okay. But then he moved on to something else. Like there was a dinosaur, shiny object, you know, someone with, you know, toy booth over there. And I was like, I got away with it. I got away with it.
How quickly did you, because you're not good at this. I'm not being mean.
No.
I'm not being critical.
No, yeah.
You are not good at this type of thing. We used to do a segment called Birthday Pranks. And I'm also using the word allowed in a very specific way. Alexis was never allowed to do them.
Right.
Because Alexis was horrible at them.
Yeah, I'd crack or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So how I say all of this to set up my
valid
very
question.
Simple question, my simple yet valid question. How quickly did the dog treat lie pop out of your mouth?
Guys, I shocked myself. He said it, and then I go, but those are for dogs.
Oh, right. Instantaneously.
Like, it just came out, and I was like, oh. Yes, those are for dogs.
You shocked yourself at your brilliance.
I actually did. I mean, for a moment there, I just thought, oh, because, you know, I loved those as a kid, too. And I feel like the minute he tries it, because he actually has not had one of those. Like, he was looking at it with curiosity because he was like, oh, wow, those look really nice. Like, those look delicious.
Yeah. And then... No, they're dog toys.
Yeah,
honey.
So maybe
those
that
are dog treats.
Those will just be dog treats.
Forevermore.
When he finds out.
Well, now you have to be on watch,
right?
If Zen wants to feed those to the dog, so now you just got to keep them out of the house.
Yeah, you're
full
right.
Stop.
Yeah, well, Ricky would have no interest, but Packy is going to be like, yeah, give me all those treats.
So Holly thought that of that aspect of it.
Uh-huh.
Let me help you on one other end.
Oh, there's more? Okay.
Well, you make sure you share
When you lie, then there's all these other things you have to consider.
Make sure you share your deception with Angel.
Yes.
Because if Angel brings him there without you,
mm-hmm.
and he can't, you know what I mean?
And he
make
can't.
sure make sure he knows that at that store, those things are dog treats.
Yes. Yeah. Well, luckily, yeah, I said it, and then we walked over and over to our booth that Anhold's working on, and I just said, "Oh, hey, those are for dogs, right?" And then he. I did it. I didn't know, but that's great question.
Yeah.
Big concern. He is on board too. And we're still 2-1. So I'm very happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, and these are the things that are just straight up sugar.
Oh, yeah.
It's just they don't even taste like anything. The flavor profile is sugar.
Sugar.
The first ingredient, sugar.
And only.
The second ingredient, sugar. Yeah. Right. It's the only thing in there.
Oh.
Well, congratulations, Lex.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yay. Thank
that
you very
was
much.
Good. We'll bring birthday pranks back now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could probably do it now.
Can do it now.
Yeah, the kids version.
Yeah, I'll lie to the children.
Yeah. Parents out there, if you want Lex to lie to your kids, go ahead and email us. She does a great job.
Oh, and parents, if you have any stories like that, I'm curious to see what kind of things you've
lied about,
because, you know, you have best intentions.
Yes.
But I'm sure you guys have some really funny stories. We'd love to hear them.
Call now. I mean, hello. It's our show. We can do whatever we want. Call now.
Okay.
Call to your lying to the kids hotline, 651-641-1071. Tell Holly if you have a good, funny story. Did you lie? I had my ex-girlfriend, Holly, her mom used to tell her little brother that if he didn't brush his teeth, his teeth would fall off the next morning, and it scared the crap out of him. And he had the best dental work of any kid I've ever seen in my life. Yeah.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
So call the Lie to Your Kids hotline, 651-641-1071. We'll do that next.
Email the show as well.
Or email, yeah. Mm. Also coming up next, some new features come. Oh, look at the phone lines. You all are some lying people.
Yeah, Daddy.
Lying people. Okay, well, that's what we're doing next. Right now, though, don't forget to sign up for listener rewards. New stuff is in there. Get tickets to Pink's October 17th performance at the X. Snag tickets to see Thunder from Down Under at Grand Casino Hinkley or Chelsea Handler at Mystic Lake. Plus, we got gift cards to Quick Trip, Ulta Beauty, Caribou, and more. Sign up for listener rewards at mytalk1071.com. The Lying to Your Kids hotline when we come back.
Hey, it's Holly for your local banking experts, Royal Credit Union. And I just opened a smart checking account with Royal Credit Union. I'm now a member, and it couldn't have been easier. So I made my appointment online, stopped by my local branch for a personal consultation with one of Royal's helpful member account reps. Hey, Anthony in St. Paul. And I'm now managing my money the smart way with Royal's smart checking. There's no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and my savings at Royal are insured by NCUA. Plus, Royal makes it easy to access your money with a nationwide network of 40,000 surcharge-free ATMs. When you choose Royal, you're getting more free services and you're getting a financial partner you can grow with. Join Royal Credit Union today and manage your money the smart way. Here's what you do. You go to rcu.org. You can open your account online or make an in-person appointment at one of Royal Credit Union's convenient Twin Cities locations. That's rcu.org or visit mytalk1071.com, keyword Royal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Lie to Your Kids hotline is open. Thank you for calling 651-641-1071.
Woo, and your emails. Wow.
What's the lie that you told your kid? Like Alexis told Zen a candy bracelet that he wanted was really a dog toy. It wasn't actually a delicious treat.
Yeah.
It was
dog treats.
We have Ellie and Lisa on the phone lines. Lex has some emails. And
oh, yeah.
I'll quickly read before we get to the phones.
You've got mail.
A woman named Melissa just slipped into my DMs and she simply wrote the following. When we lived overseas, I dipped my daughter's pacifier in brown sauce and told her the dog pooped on it. Pacifier gone. Pacifier gone.
Oh my gosh.
Pacifier no longer an issue. Oh, that's good, Melissa. That's real good. Oh my goodness. That's great. That's great. 651-641-1071. Holly, my dear friend, who should we go to first?
Let's go to Ellie.
Ellie, welcome to the lying your pants off to your kids hotline. Tell us your story.
Oh, man. Okay. So I have a five-year-old who at the time was probably about two and a half. And he would just like have these little white lies and fib about, you know, brushing his teeth and whatnot. And I, like Alexis, I pulled out of thin air just a complete lie that when he lied, he would have a green dot on his forehead that only adults could see. And he kind of looked at me like I was crazy, because it's so obvious when a kid lies, right?
Yeah.
And then he was like, he looked in the mirror and I was like, no, you can't see it. Only adults can see it. Well, then he was like, I want to take a picture. Well, I took a picture of him, and then with editing, put a green dot on his forehead, like with photo editing.
Yeah.
And then showed it to him. And he was like, oh my goodness, right? Like, he could see there is a green dot on my forehead. And to this day, he'll be like, I'll be like, did you wash your hands? And he'll come and pull his hair back and like show me his forehead. Like, see, Mom, I'm not lying. And it's sad because I didn't mean it to be like this thing.
Ellie.
And now it's like, no, it's effective. But, oh yeah, my! So.
Do you mind? What's your? Do you mind saying what's your son's name? Do you mind asking?
His name's Sullivan.
What is it?
Sullivan.
Oh, well, first of all, great name. Sullivan, number two.
Yeah.
Ellie, get ready to pay for Sullivan's therapy sessions.
Sure. Oh God, he's already in therapy. God, we're there.
Yes.
Oh, Ellie, that is fantastic. Thank you,
his
sweetheart.
His little brother is going to have a blue dot, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Thank you, sweetie. We appreciate you.
And sometimes when you tell the older one, the older one will tell the other siblings.
Yes, and share the lie.
Yes, that's what happened with me.
Holly, who do we have next?
We're going to go to Mickey.
Hi, Mickey. Welcome to the We Lie to Our Kids hotline. What did you lie to your kids about?
Well, my kids are 19 and 23 now, so this is a ways back when I was a stay-at-home mom. And in order to get some sanity in my daytime, when it was dark in the winter, like at 4:35, I'd be like, shoot, oh my gosh, it's late. You guys are way past your bedtime. You guys, we got to get to bed. So they'd go to bed. My husband would come home at 6, 6:30. He's like, I'm like, shh, they're sleeping. They think it's, until they could read a clock, that we held that strong. And they don't teach how to read clocks unless it's digital now in school. So
it's a very long time. You can keep that going.
I didn't think kids don't know how to read armed clocks.
Yeah.
No, they don't. Even to this day, I still, to my kid, my 19-year-old, who's in the Air Force, I'm like, whatever time, you know, quarter two. Well, what is that? I'm like, oh, now we have to do, you know, military time in our house. But, yeah, they don't know how to do that or cursive.
Cursive. That's right. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Mickey. Thanks, thank Mickey. You. Do we have some emails, Lex?
Yeah, we do. Susan, she said, my kids wanted to keep a kitten if our cat had any. Well, our cat has been fixed, so I told them that we could keep all the kittens if our cat had a litter. And they, of course, yeah, the cat never had any kittens. She said they were very mad when they got old enough to figure it out.
Oh, God. Holly, I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you remember any lie that you were told or anything?
No, my parents did not lie to me in that way.
Yeah.
Maybe there were some, like, misunderstandings or, you know, I think maybe in things like that, but no. Yeah.
The only one that I can remember is my Aunt Char told me about the whole watermelon thing, that if I eat watermelon seeds,
right.
I would grow a watermelon in my belly. And then my grandma Mazak, my mom's mom, she's the one that I watched Dallas with. Grandma Mazak told me that if I had a habit of swallowing gum, this day, I swallow gum sometimes. My grandma said that all that does, it collects, and I have a big gumball, chewed gumball in my stomach. And it used to scare me to death when I would accidentally swallow gum.
Oh, well, yeah. I deliberately swallowed a whole pack of dentine cinnamon gum when I was little. I just ate it.
Yeah.
Just the whole thing.
Girl.
Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
Is that good?
I don't remember if I threw it up or not. I don't have a memory, but I do have a memory sitting on the couch and eating that dentine. Man, a cinnamony stomach. I mean, I have other memories of projectile vomiting, including but not limited to Chef Boyardee beef ravioli on my grandma's orange carpet. I told her I didn't feel good. And Chef Boyardee dinosaurs with meatballs.
Right.
Yeah.
You just eat those too.
Look,
Chef Boyardee, what? It was
dinosaurs. They used to have dinosaur shaped pasta.
The one that before that you vomited.
Ravioli. Look, I was at my grandparents' house and I told them I didn't feel good. And so then they still made me eat dinner. And then I was watching Jeopardy playing outside with some of the kids afterwards. And I was like, I don't feel good. So I laid down on her bed. And then I was like, I don't feel good. So then I just threw up all over the carpet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Atta girl.
I mean, look, my grandpa got mad, but quite frankly, he wasn't a nice person. So
he got what he deserved.
He got what he deserved.
It's fine.
That's how you can rationalize that.
Oh my goodness. Do we have time to read one more email?
Of course.
Okay, Christine. Yeah, she says, I told my niece and nephews when we went strawberry picking that they couldn't eat any strawberries. I told them that when we leave, they will be weighed by the people. The actual people will get weighed that work there. And if they gained weight because they ate any strawberries, we'd have to stay there forever.
Wow, that's elaborate.
Wow.
You're cursed.
That has a lot of detail.
Uh-huh. They didn't eat any strawberries. She said, I didn't want them eating them because you didn't know about the rules. And also, you know how clean they were. But it worked.
Holy shnikes. That's a capital L lie right there.
Oh, yeah.
You are going to be weighed. like your bulk candy.
Yeah, or like you're eating at the ground round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So good.
Sheila says that parents lied that my bike tires would pop if I biked in the winter. And also that the neighborhood ice cream truck, the ice cream would give a person number three, basically.
So we
couldn't buy any ever.
Somebody order an ice cream
Mr. Softy. It would be a different type of Mr. Softy.
That's right, a little soft serve.
Would you like nuts on top of that?
They'll sprinkle.
Oh my gosh, Sheila. I hope that somebody sends you an ice cream truck to your house this summer.
Yes.
You deserve it.
Get all the things.
You get all those good humor bars. Don't be afraid of the chocolate, honey.
Oh, gosh.
Don't be afraid.
But be skeptical of the strawberry.
Yeah.
Verify. So funny, you guys.
Trust, but verify. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We love you. Thank you for your calls and emails. That was great, Lex. Thanks for bringing that. That was fantastic, you big liar. When we come back, who wants to be a fake millionaire? And then Alexis will end the hour with some new stuff coming to the Olympics. Stay with us.
Hey, everyone. It's Alexis. Last year, I enrolled in My Genetics by Health Partners to get a better understanding of my genetic health risks. This community health research study with no-cost genetic testing can help detect, prevent, and treat risks before they arise. But I also got to learn more about my ancestry breakdown and lots of interesting genetic traits, like if I'm prone to snoring, my caffeine metabolism, and even my earwax type. To learn more, visit healthpartners.com/yourgenes.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
We're having ravioli with Chef Boyardee. Ravioli filled with deep, hot, hard, and fun to eat, yippee, for Chef Boyardee.
Thank goodness for Chef Boyardee.
da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
That one was for you, Holly.
Oh,
that one was
for you. Just the thought of eating anything like that. SpaghettiOs, Chef Boyardee, any of that stuff. Just, oh, I can feel the acid reflux.
I know. Oh, so bad. So bad. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Let's play Who Wants to Be a Fake Millionaire? That's right. This is the game of knowledge and fake prices. Absolutely fake money. No one's going to get rich here.
Oh, no, not now, even Monopoly money.
Nope, not even Monopoly money. Now, last time, Holly started. Mm-hmm. So this time, Alexis will start.
Okay.
And Holly will be the lifeline.
My phone a friend. Okay.
Phone a friend. And remember, we made it easy. If you would like to turn all of your lifelines into a phone a Holly, you are allowed to do that. You are allowed to do that.
I shall be doing that.
You shall be doing that. Okay. So no 50-50 or audience poll. So Lex, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. This is for $500. $500. Alexis, which Italian cheese used on pizza stretches like elastic when cooked? Ricotta, mascarpone, mozzarella, or gorgonzola?
Mozzarella! Final answer.
Of course it is. There we go. Yes. Mozzarella, everybody. Okay, Lex. You're now $500 fake dollars richer. Isn't that great?
Yay!
Yeah. So here we go. Next question. For, $1,000. Let's do this one. There we go. Which of these U.S. states is landlocked? Oregon, Louisiana, New Hampshire, Arkansas.
Holly, it's Arkansas.
You're going to activate a...
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's Arkansas.
You're going to activate a lifeline? Is that what you're doing? You did say Holly's name.
Yes.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yep. She confirms my... it's Arkansas. Final answer. Activated.
Final answer. Is it Arkansas? Yes, it is.
Yes.
There we go.
Very nice.
Okay. You have used one of your three lifelines, and you're only two questions in. I just want to...
That's,
let you know.
That's what it is. Yep.
Okay. There we go. Here we go. For what is it? $2,000 fake dollars. Here we go. Who was the only U.S. president to marry in the White House? Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Theodore Roosevelt.
I have no clue. Holly, I feel like you're channeling something there.
I'm gonna phone a Holly again.
You're gonna phone a Holly again. I love it. Phone a line. Okay, there we go. We have activated the phone a Holly. Holly, allow me to repeat it.
Thank you.
Which of these U.S. presidents? Only U.S. president to marry in the White House. Benjamin Harrison, Grover Cleveland, Calvin Coolidge, Theodore Roosevelt.
Dang, Alexis, this one's hard.
I don't think it was Roosevelt.
No, it was not Roosevelt.
So, maybe we can 50-50 our own. Coolidge, I have no idea about.
Yeah, gosh, I know. I think he got funny in his pants.
Yeah.
But I don't know if he got... I am sensing... I mean, Grover Cleveland died in office.
Yeah.
Oh, and then Benjamin Harrison. I'm sorry, honey. Benjamin Harrison. Peace out. But I don't really know anything.
Should we go with Coolidge?
I mean, sure. Let's go. We don't know. Sure. We don't know.
Coolidge, final answer. C.
But final answer for Coolidge. Is she right? No. No. Holly was on to something with Grover Cleveland.
Okay, so he got married and he was assassinated.
And
all
he
right.
died. Okay. Yeah.
So that's good. You know, if for nothing else, this is good prep for like a trivia night with Holly, thanks to Trivia Mafia, which, by the way, powers our weekly trivia face-off.
That's right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Because even
it's
if you
going on tomorrow.
Yeah, if you get trivia wrong, you always learn something.
Absolutely.
That's right. Yeah. The game now switches. Alexis becomes the phone Alex. Holly becomes the contestant.
Yeah.
We're going to start off right where we left off. And let's play. Okay, we are going to start with 5,000, Holly, or, 2,000 fake dollars. Are you ready?
I'm ready, Jason.
Translated from Latin, what is the motto of the United States? Freedom together, out of many, one, all as one, or striving together?
Oh, hell, I didn't even know we had a Latin motto.
We do? I know!
News to me! Jason, can you repeat our options?
Lex's face. That's why I love this. Okay, I'll repeat this. Translated from Latin, what is the motto of the United States? Freedom together? Out of many, comma, one. All as one, or striving together?
All right, Alexis, I'm phoning Alexis.
You're going to activate.
Okay, yeah.
You're going to activate the phone Alexis. So here we go. We're going to activate Alexis.
Mm-hmm, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Alexis, these all sound like taglines for an Avengers movie or a Highlander sequel. So
I thought something similar, yes.
I'm gonna guess that it's one of them with one in it.
Oh, sure.
So it's either B or C.
Okay. Can you repeat B and C?
Out of many, one, or all as one?
Oh. All as one.
How about we just go with B?
Yeah.
Because I have
B
no idea.
Yeah.
Out of many, one.
Yeah. Out of many, one. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that going to be your final answer?
Final answer, Jason.
There we go. Is she right? Yes, she's right. Oh, there we go. Oh, and that ends the game, everybody. There we go.
Thrilling.
We got $2,000.
We got $2,000. Yeah, we got $2,000. The highest, I've been keeping track of this, the highest we've gotten is $5,000. The highest we've gotten so far.
We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. We'll get there. We'll get there. We will. When we come back, some new things heading to the Olympics. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. If you miss any episode, don't worry. Old episodes, gently used episodes, available on our website, mytalk1071.com, and on our app. I'm Jason with Lex and Holly. We're getting a couple emails. People actually thought the answer to that who wants to be a fake millionaire question of the motto of the U.S. was E Pluribus Unum. I got a couple of those during the break. I didn't even know, like you two said, I didn't even know that was a thing.
No.
A Latin-based motto.
Oh, so that's the Latin of the translation that we guessed.
I guess. I don't know.
Latin.
I didn't even know that was a thing. Like Holly joked, it sounds like something the Avengers say before they attack Ultron.
Thank you. It's like the next Highlander movie. There can only be one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Your lies to your children are coming in still. Oh, my word. Brenda said that her coworker just told her kid when she was eating pie. And when the kid asked, Mom, what are you eating? She said, fruit casserole. And the kid hates casserole.
No, little Timmy, this is a... This is a casserole. You don't like casserole.
Yeah, you don't like this.
No.
I'm just going to devour it.
Yeah.
Oh, mommy. This, only mommy likes this. Oh, that's good, Lex. That's good.
So funny.
I hear we have some Olympic news.
Sure do. Yes. Well, this is if you are going to watch, and maybe you're not in Paris for the Olympics this summer.
Oui,
of course, NBC, NBC Universal. They own Peacock, so you can watch multiple ways. Now, Peacock, they have some new features for streaming the Olympics this summer, and they just announced it because think about how many hours. It's 5,000 hours of live coverage, 329 medal events, and this is from July 26th to August 11th. So how do they cover all of that? And also make it easy for us to consume at home. They've done that by offering two new features. Discovery Multiview is one of them, and this seems really cool. So what you can do is you can select events during live or primetime coverage, and basically you're creating your own feed compromised of just the sports that you're interested in seeing.
Oh, so on one screen, kind of like you're sitting at your own sports bar.
Exactly. And then you can select different views, like maybe it's a pivotal moment, you know, the vault is coming and you want to make sure you see that closer. You just click on that, boom, you see it. And you can also do live action. So during live coverage, you can either keep watching live or you can stay with whip around coverage, which is basically just a quick rewind, but when you do it, it goes right to the beginning. So you're not like trying to rewind and, you know, get it at the right spot. It's more like they have designated like notes and tones that you can just rewind to, which, hey, that's pretty awesome.
That's, you know what? That's using technology for good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was on the Olympics NBC, that's where the gold's at.
Mm-hmm.
If I owned it like the Peacock does, I would absolutely utilize every tool in my toolbox to make viewing this easy.
Yes. And get people subscribing to that Peacock.
That's right, because right now, Deadline reports that they are lagging behind Disney Plus and Max in terms of subscribers. They ended, let's see, reported in January that they ended last year with 31 million subscribers.
Still not a bad chump of
I was just going to say, that's pretty good.
Not too shabby. And
I feel like we've been watching a lot of Peacock lately because of the Traitors.
The Traitors. And then that new show. We've gotten a couple emails about that one with Annette Bening.
Yes.
Oh, right.
Fall, apple, fall, tree, tree, apple. Not far from the apple.
Say what?
I'm just going to keep saying these until I see Holly typing. Fall, apple, not apple tree.
Apples never fall.
Apples Never Fall.
Is the name of the new Annette Bening show on Peacock. This is another Leanne Moriarty series.
Oh.
So, you know, she was the author of the books that Big Little Lies was based on. And that one with Nicole Kidman in a hut.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I don't even remember the name of that.
No, nor should you.
No, it's okay.
Gosh.
Yeah, they tried.
Yeah.
Also, did you guys see? Condoms are back at the Olympics.
That's right.
Did they leave?
Yeah, during the pandemic.
Right. And during the Tokyo Olympics, Alexis, in 2021, you couldn't get horny with other people. That was a boundary. We were doing, we had a global pandemic. But now the Olympics plan to make 300,000 condoms available to residents of the Olympic Village.
Fab. Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be showing that ring ceremony on Peacock.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. But it could be happening. People could be doing each other.
Yep.
The pole vault. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, there's no alcohol in the Olympic villages.
Mm.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to sources, it's a great place that they can share their moments with each other.
Mm.
Yeah, and extreme highs are lows of the low.
14,000 musky hormonal athletes.
Yeah. Who are all hot.
Yeah.
At the top of their game.
Uh-huh.
On the pommel horse.
Yeah.
Their croquet mallets.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And javelin poles.
The long javelin poles.
Uh-huh. throwing your shot put around?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then get low, get low.
And when you're done and you just need to leave, you do a steeplechase?
Yeah. Now, apparently, even in Tokyo in 2021, they had planned to give out 150,000 condoms, but apparently at the time it was told that they were not for use at the athletes' village.
No.
But to have athletes take them back to their home countries to raise awareness.
Oh.
So you could have taken a fistful of condoms, gone back to your home country of Kyrgyzstan, and spread them around everywhere.
And some of them advertised NBC programming. It had like Simon Cowell on some of the condoms.
Can you imagine reaching into your purse and you pull out the Simon Cowell branded condom?
Or the Jimmy
Just
Fallon.
Hope it's dark.
The Phallic Fallon condom right there.
That works. He should have those.
Law and No Order condom.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, hey, if you have Chris Maloney on one of those, okay.
Seriously?
Hey!
There's a Chicago fire happening in my pants.
Hey! Yeah. Oh, no. It's the Chicago Fire Dental Dam.
America's Got Talent, and so does Poland. This is why we win awards, everybody. This right here is why our show awards. That's right.
Look, you know I'm putting this in the public file.
That's right.
We're sexual health.
That's right. Condoms.
Yes.
Protect yourself, because... Mm-hmm. Olympians in the past have talked about how the Olympic Village is a very horny place.
Yes, and they can get STDs too.
That's right.
We're not just preventing pregnancy here, friends.
Mm-hmm. We're not, Lex. We are. We don't forget. Just because you're getting the gold and backflips doesn't mean you want the gold and crabs.
You might have the gold syphilis.
Exactly.
Which is still on the rise.
It is.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
It is.
What did you compete in? Shot put. And now I have chlamydia.
And chlamydia.
Sad trombone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Holly, do you have time, or I don't want to shortchange this. Tokyo is a new police chief. Oh, we don't really have time. I don't want to shortchange this because this is too good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
let's do
it's
this
true.
In the next hour.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I will say that law enforcement in Tokyo got a pretty serious upgrade in recent days.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about that coming up in the next hour. Yeah, and then we have the Second Chance Romance, and then Holly watched Girls Five Eva. Girls, not Forever, Girls Five Eva.
Oh, right.
And then I opened my mouth and devoured the new Kristen Wiig, Carol Burnett, Ricky Martin show, Palm Royale, on Apple TV Plus. I ate all three episodes. I will tell you how delicious it is.
Ooh.
So that's our TV taste test. And then we'll end with a cicada apocalypse.
It's an apocalypse, you guys.
Not John Cicada?
No, not John Cicada.
No.
It's John Cicada apocalypse. And then that new police chief. You'll never believe who's Tokyo's new police chief. And it's not Barnaby Jones, we'll tell you right there. But first, before all of that, we have to do this. A thing called Second Chance Romance.
Find love, guys.
No, we're not.
It's a new day. Hey, friends, Alexis for JTR Roofing. Yeah, locally owned and operated since 1992. Your Twin Cities roofer and home exterior contractor. They also serve Western Wisconsin. But hey, if your exterior, your roof, siding, doors, decks, they're damaged, worn out, and you need some help, go with my friends at JTR Roofing. At least have them out for a free estimate. Yes, roofing's in the name, but of course they can do so much more. Soffit, fascia, that's what they helped with us. They can also do your siding, gutters, windows, decking. Get a head start on those spring projects by calling JTR Roofing today. The number is 651-777- 7394. Make sure you mention me or my talk. You'll save up to $1,000 on roofing, siding, or gutters. Head to jtrroofinginc.com and see some really beautiful, well, after pictures. They also have a lot of experience working with insurance, quality materials. You'll love them. JTR